Title: Department of Health and Human Services releases new Provider Relief Fund FAQs, reporting, single audits, and what you can do now. Content: On September 19, 2020, the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA, of the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, issued guidance, September guidance, regarding the post-payment reporting requirements applicable to providers who received more than $10,000 in relief fund payments from the Provider Relief Fund, PRF, a fund created by the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, CARES, Act, the CARES Act, and the Paycheck Protection Program and Healthcare Enhancement Act, the PPP Act, to provide financial relief to hospitals, physicians, and other healthcare providers. In addition to the reporting requirements, the September guidance includes information regarding the PRF audit procedures applicable to PRF recipients. In this article, we will review the September guidance including the PRF reporting requirements and audit guidance. Finally, we will discuss steps that providers can take to prepare for PRF audits and reporting in 2021. 1. Provider Relief Fund Reporting. A. Reporting requirements. According to the September guidance, providers that received one or more PRF payments exceeding $10,000 in the aggregate must report to HRSA data regarding healthcare-related expenses attributable to COVID-19, COVID-19 expenses, in two categories, general/administrative expenses, S/G expenses, and healthcare-related operating expenses, OPS expenses. The COVID-19 expenses to be reported are limited to expenses not otherwise reimbursed by other sources. Moreover, only providers that received between $10,000 and $499,999 in PRF payments can report COVID-19 expenses in aggregate by category. Providers that received $500,000 or more in payments must report COVID-19 expenses in detail based on use. Within the A/G expenses category, the September guidance recommends that providers separate out what was spent on mortgage/rent, insurance, personnel, fringe benefits, including hero pay, lease payments for new equipment or software, utilities/operations, and other. With the OPS expenses, providers are recommended to separate such expenses into supplies, including personal protective equipment, hand sanitizer and materials needed for patient screening, equipment such as ventilators or updates to HVAC systems, information technology, facility-related costs, such as the lease or purchase of permanent or temporary structures, and other. If all PRF payments received were not consumed by COVID-19 expenses, providers are recommended to report information used to calculate lost revenues attributable to COVID-19. Represented as a negative change in year-over-year net operating income from patient care-related sources. According to the September guidance, once revenue information is provided, cost/expense impacts will be calculated based on a calendar year comparison of 2019 to 2020 healthcare expenses to determine net operating income. B. Timeline. Pursuant to the reporting guidance, HRSA will release the reporting system for use by PRF funding recipients on January 15, 2021. For those PRF recipients who expended their PRF funds on or before December 31, 2020, the first reporting deadline for all recipients will be February 15, 2021. The reporting deadline for PRF funding recipients who did not fully expended PRF funds prior to January 1, 2021 will be July 31, 2021. 2. Auditing. As noted above, the September guidance also includes information regarding the auditing of PRF funding recipients. Audit requirements as described by HHS on the HHS PRF reporting and auditing webpage, PRF funding recipients may be subject to auditing to ensure the accuracy of the data that they submit to the HRSA for payment, including the data submitted as required pursuant to the above-referenced reporting requirements. Any recipients identified as having provided inaccurate information will be subject to PRF payment recoupment and other legal action. HHS has communicated that all reporting entities that expended $750,000 or more in aggregated federal financial assistance in 2020, including PRF payments and other federal financial assistance, are subject to the audit requirements set forth in the regulations at 45 CFR Section 75.501. According to HHS, recipients must also indicate if they are subject to single audit requirements in 2020, and if yes, whether the report and